Here in the zone.
Third and a long one. The ball is at the Eastern Illinois 20-yard line. Smothers stays in. He has Blackman to his right on third and short. The ball just inside the 20. They need to get to the 18. He's going to run to the quarterback. Draw. Has the first down and more. 15-10. Smothers! Touchdown, UCA! Winrich Smothers like a bullet.
That was a couple of years ago at Eastern Illinois when Winrich Smothers off the bench goes 7-for-7. Had a couple of touchdowns and was named Player of the Week in the Southland Conference despite being the backup quarterback. And, Coach, if he can do a something similar to that this weekend, I like your chances against a team that has claimed a conference championship just as your Bears have this year.
Yeah, certainly it was somewhat of a coming-out party for Winrich back in 2010 against Eastern Illinois. And, certainly backing up Nathan Dick, he learned a lot, and certainly when he got his opportunities, he took advantage of them, and then we're starting to see the fruits of that labor and his hard work and his efficiency this season as he's become the unquestioned leader of our offense, and it would be awesome to see a repeat performance in similar fashion of that game 2 years ago.
Bears and Eastern Illinois at Estes Stadium on Saturday, 5 o'clock kick, 4:40 pregame on the UCA Radio Network, which includes our sister station, 106.7. And as we mentioned, they are the Ohio Valley champions and new coach in town, Coach, and certainly a new approach, especially in the offensive side of things. From a tempo standpoint, they are Oregon and then some.
Yeah, they really are. The receiver coach from Baylor this past year took the head coaching job at Eastern Illinois and brought that fast-paced system from Baylor, and their players have embraced it, and certainly they're very talented. Garoppolo, their quarterback, is playing extremely well, and we face some quality quarterbacks from the Wallace kid at Ole Miss and Brockman at Murray State. And of course, in our conference, we've seen good players each and every week, but this young man has a command of what they're asking him to do, and they've got the leading receiver in all of college football, 115 catches, 1,500 yards, and he's 8 catches away from breaking the Division I FCS record for receptions in a season. And then, oh, by the way, 1,000-yard running back. So very prolific, very fast, Oregon-esque as far as tempo, and then some. We charted, broke down 3 games where they ran, a couple of them were overtime games, but where they ran over 120 snaps in a game. So, as I told our defense, be sure you get some rest and eat your Wheaties Saturday morning, because these guys play at a breakneck pace.
Well, this is certainly a great challenge for your team and another opportunity to showcase your program at home, a chance to get your 9th win of the year, but I guess most importantly in some ways a chance to improve your playoff positioning. You guys are already locked for the postseason along with Eastern Illinois, but a win most assuredly gets you a bye in the first week and potentially gets you a home game in week 2.
Well, certainly both teams have punched their ticket to the NCAA Division I playoffs. And both programs are excited about winning their conference championship and their automatic qualifier position. But this will help our pathway. I can't speak for their program, but where we're ranked and potentially seated in the round that starts with 20, because there's 20 teams, it would certainly ease our pathway, with a bye and then potentially hosting a game. And you've got to win. You've got to get through the fourth round. If we get a bye the first round and can get a home game and somehow get by that, then you never know what happens. But the ultimate goal is to win Saturday. That is our first and foremost. It's senior day at the university. We get the opportunity to honor 16 seniors that have done some amazing things during their 4 and 5 years here at the university. But also, too, this game could certainly pave a path for us to get to January, which is the national championship game in Frisco, Texas. And so there's a lot riding on the outcome of this game on Saturday.
Tell me about last night. I know your annual senior dinner held last night, and I know it's something you look forward to every year. And I know you guys spent some time probably telling some stories and looking back over the careers of, as you mentioned, a great group of seniors for you last night.
Well, it's a nice mix of, of 5-year guys, 4-year guys, a few transfers, and all have made significant contributions. And we do sit around at the end and share some stories. And, you learn a few things that you're glad you didn't find out 3 or 4 years ago. That Hawaii trip, now, I tell you what, that sucker just keeps coming back to haunt me, and on the field and off the field. But, just some amazing stories, all these young men. Several are going to graduate in December. a great many of them in May and in the summer. So all of them have left their legacy and planted their their stakes in our program and have made a huge investment. And you know, as I shared with them last night, you know, usually senior dinners, senior days, many times, unless you're always in the postseason, there's some finality to it, and certainly there is. But moving forward, you know, we've got some more football games to play, and they're excited about that, and certainly not looking any further than, you know, another top 25 team coming to Conway in Eastern Illinois.
Coach, you and your coaching staff do a great job in a lot of different areas. One thing I think you guys are fantastic about is taking every opponent seriously, which I know is easy to do now and certainly on into the postseason. But I guess just talk about the mentality of your team right now and the way things have sort of developed. Offensively, you know, of course, Winrick was the one big question mark, and you know, you've had some offensive line issues from a health standpoint. But defensively, I mean, things seem to be kind of coming together. I mean, you guys are coming off a bye week, and you got a chance to maybe rest up and get a little healthier. But it would seem to me that you guys are playing your best football, which was, of course, what you're looking for.
Yeah, I really think, particularly on the defensive side of the football, we're peaking at the right time. I think we're giving up 20 points a game, maybe 21 points a game for the season, and that includes, you know, a couple high-scoring affairs with Ole Miss and Stephen F. Austin earlier in the season. But defensively, we're tackling better. We're playing much more sound assignment football. And more importantly, we're playing fundamental football. You know, when you can take care of your gap integrity in the run game and you're on top of plays on the back end, make the offense have to play the next down, good things are going to happen. The thing that we haven't seen and really challenged our defense this week and moving forward into the postseason, we're not getting quite as many turnovers as we have in the past. We're playing great third down defense. Let's try to get a couple of more takeaways and, you know, put our offense on shorter fields and give them an opportunity to really, you know, separate ourselves offensively. And it'll be a great challenge this week because these guys are going to run a lot of plays, and hopefully we can take advantage of that and get, two or three, four takeaways from Eastern Illinois. Very pleased, though, with our kicking game. We talked about that last night on the radio show and probably the most improved aspect of our football team. And certainly it goes back to player development and coaching and teaching and having our young people prepared, but more importantly, senior leadership and the investment of our players, and that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, I encourage everybody to come out this weekend. 5 o'clock kick again, and I know there's a lot of distractions this time of year for hunters and other things going on, but you got the number 11 quarterback in the country from a passing efficiency standpoint in Winrick Smothers, and the number 3 quarterback in the country at the FCS level in total offense in Garoppolo from Eastern Illinois. So, Coach, should be a great matchup, and I know you are certainly hoping for a big crowd to support your Bears at Senior Day.
Yeah, it's really important. Again, this is the last guaranteed game we have in Conway. After Saturday night, it goes into some people up in Ohio or New York or whatever backroom committee, and starts placing these teams across the country. And certainly we're excited about that opportunity, but this is a huge game. Number one, it's Senior Day. Number two, we've got an opportunity to go for two-plus seasons undefeated at home. And you get an opportunity to see two top 25 teams in a preview of what Division I playoffs look like. And if you kind of like offense, hopefully, you know, we play a little defense. But if you like offense and that type of spread the field, throw it around mentality, then what a bargain for the price of a general admission ticket to come to Conway at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Coach, we've only got about a minute left here, but I want to ask you something totally off football topic, although related to how you handle your team.
Sure.
There's a couple of stories we're going to talk about in the next segment about social media and a coach and then a player getting in trouble with some social media postings. What's your policy and how do you police it?
Well, it's very difficult to do that. Certainly we're in a new age and a new era. We did bring in as a department a social media specialist and met with the entire all the student athletes from across our entire department at the very beginning of the semester. Certainly we've made a big emphasis on it. I think our sports information and compliance office does a good job in monitoring some of that. It's a problem. And I go back to last year or 2 years ago, I believe, at Tennessee. There were some game plan things that were tweeted or put out on Facebook about, hey, we're using the tight ends more this week. I'm excited about that. I mean, just things that can hurt you competitively on the field and certainly, damage some things off the field as well. So it's just the day and age that we're in. I know some of the coaches across the country at the FBS level have banned it from their program. You start getting into some First Amendment rights and things like that. So you could tell I've researched it a little bit and and have talked about it. But, you know, being a football coach in today's climate and environment of today's student-athlete and today's kid, to be honest with you, is completely different than it was when I started 30 years ago. And you have to be adaptive, sensitive, but yet still firm and structured in your approach. And, you know, sometimes young people, you know, hit send and, you know, as Herm Edwards says, don't hit send.
That's it.
And,
not only young people, Coach. Sometimes old people hit send when they shouldn't.
We all make mistakes, but certainly, you know, there's just so much at stake for these young people and the rest of their lives. And so, and you see it across the country each and every day. And it is an issue. And I would love to see the NCAA step up and make a policy and stance with student-athletes across the country.
Well, it's a good thing it's there, though, Coach, because you don't have enough to worry about as a head football coach of all those guys underneath you, right?
It's, you know, coaching football at the Division I level is the least thing that you do. And certainly I enjoy being in the meeting rooms and the game plan rooms, but you're tugged away quite a bit for a lot of different issues. And quite frankly, social media is one of them.
Coach, looking forward to being with you tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun in Conway. Good luck.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Take care.
Hey,
right.
Coach.
Clint Conk, UCA head coach. Just